Random House Audio presents Showdown at Yellow Butte by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Everything was quiet in Mustang. 3 whole days had passed without a killing. The town folk, knowing their community, were not fooled. They had long since resigned themselves to the inevitable. In fact, they would be relieved when the situation was back to normal, a killing every day, more on hot days. Several days without deadly gunplay built up a mounting tension that was unbearable. Who would be next? Moreover, with Clay Allison, who had killed 30 men, playing poker over at the Morrison house, and Black Jack Ketchum, who richly deserved the hanging he was soon to get, sleeping off a drunk at the St. James, trouble could be expected in the very near future. The walk before the St. James was now cool, and Captain Tom Kedrick, a stranger in town, sat in a well-polished chair and studied the street with interested eyes. He was a tall young man with rusty brown hair and green eyes, quiet-mannered and quick to smile. Women never failed to look twice, and when their eyes met his, their hearts pounded, a fact of which Tom Kedrick was totally unaware. He knew women seemed to like him, but it never failed to leave him mildly astonished. The street he watched was crowded with buckboards, freight wagons, a newly arrived stage, and one about to depart. All the hitch rails were lined with saddled horses, wearing a variety of brands. Kedrick, suddenly aware that a young man stood beside him, glanced up.